Another Alaska ferry could be dropped from the winter schedule, leaving Southeast communities scrambling for alternatives. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports.
The Leconte is in need of more repairs than originally budgeted for. That's the first line in an email from state transportation officials, answering questions over the fate of the decades-old ferry that serves small communities like Tenakee Springs.
We have the ferry and then we have seaplane service.
Dan Kennedy is the mayor of the community. It has a winter population of about 60 people.
I've been here 30 years. I've seen some winters where we didn't get a plane for almost 3 weeks.
There's no regular barge service or a land airport. That means the ferry is the primary way in and out. The Department of Transportation says it budgeted $1.2 million for the Leconte's overhaul. But when it got to the shipyard this month, turns out it needed around $4 million worth of work. At $4 million, it's all state money. But critics say the state should have planned ahead and applied for more federal dollars for these overhauls.
Nobody should be surprised that 46-year-old boats spend their whole lives in salt water need a lot of steel replaced.
That Senator Jesse Keel, the Juneau Democrat, says poor planning by successive administrations has gotten the Alaska Marine Highway System into this. But politics aside, he says people in his district depend on the ferry.
We recently heard Alaskans in the Rail Belt really upset that middle-of-the-night plowing might be delayed for daylight hours because it reduces their access and their safety. We have a ferry schedule that radically reduces our safe access from one community to another. We can't keep going like this. It's going to hurt the economy. It's going to hurt families and schools. It's not okay.
State officials have delayed work on the Leconte until further notice. Now, ordinarily, this wouldn't be such a big deal, but her sister ship, the Aurora, is also being overhauled this winter. State officials haven't said what service would look like in Southeast with both ships offline. DOT officials say the plan is to bring both into dry dock for a side-by-side comparison next week to see which needs less work. But both of these ships usually service the smaller communities in Southeast. In Tenakee, Kennedy says the larger mainliners can't maneuver into his town's dock.
Our ferry dock is in horrible shape. It's supposed to be going out to bid to be replaced next summer. So I doubt whether they'd want to, you know, bring in a bigger ship to keep us going if the little ones were both down. So,
and it's not just the smaller ships having issues. Earlier this month, DOT announced the mainliner Malaspina would be in layup indefinitely starting in December. In Hoonah, a city of fewer than 800 people, Mayor Jerry Byers says local stores are already stockpiling dry goods as ferry service gets less frequent. But for fresh produce and perishables?
It's already expensive enough. If they have to fly that stuff over at 50 cents a pound, that's 8 pounds per gallon of milk. So you're going to have to add that $4 on the cost they're already paying.
The state does have two brand new ferries, the Taslina and the Hubbard, but neither are on the winter schedule. That's because the state is adding side doors to allow them to load and unload more efficiently. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.